In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Nobody. Mm-mm-mm. All right, B-Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. December 8th, Misery Monday. I think this is probably the lowest point of the year after watching the team perform better against Denver. Then they came out yesterday, and that was a hell of a step back. We're taking your phone calls today, and we just find out your thoughts on the game, and also we can also take blame pies as well. Because Lanford got it written here. And then he also threw an extra question. Did anybody play or have a good game? I think C-Rod had a good game. If he would have given more opportunities, I think he would have had a much better game. But it's not many people that did. Bobby had 16 damn tackles yesterday.
We got to take a page out of JP book. We got to have people name one positive thing from yesterday. I already told you mine.
C-Rod averaged 5.2 a carry.
Yep, and Justin Jefferson didn't get off on us. A lot of my friends was like, he's about to have 300 yards on us, and I'm like, relax.
I kind of felt that could happen, but he wasn't involved a lot, but the other guy stepped up. But let's go right back to the phone lines. We'll go to Greenbelt. Check out B.A. What's up, B.A.? How you doing, man? Ba.
What's going on, B-Mitch?
What's up, Ba?
My brother. Bimis, I don't even know where to start, Bimis. Bimis, there's nothing positive what happened yesterday, Bimis. Bimis, going back, 31-0. We got a goose egg against the worst quarterback and one of the worst teams in the league. When we played Denver a week ago, Bimis, I had to make a list. Bimis, I've been talking about Peter need to be fired since the beginning of the season. Today, he's going to give me the stage. I'm going to tell you why. We got the wrong GM. Believe me, we got the wrong GM, man. Look at the team. Go back last year. Jaden was a guarantee. The other two guys, they doing their thing. We see Caleb. We see what Drake is doing. By the way, that was my choice. I'm going to keep it 100 because I've seen something long before. But I'm going to let that slide. It is what it is. But coming back to that draft, he got all those people. John Allen yesterday. That's the proof in the pudding. I know you go to war with John Allen, that demon, because that's your kind. John Allen was chasing Jaden like a little kid around the court. I'm happy for him. That's the only reason I'm making it positive. See John Allen win. Got his reverend. Go back to Peter. Go back to Terry. Terry is the man of the locker room. This guy, that's his first job. Let's keep it 100. Peter was in a room in San Francisco. He was not making the call. We give him his first job. Last year draft is a mess. This year draft, he didn't even draft. I don't even remember who we got. Yesterday was the first day I didn't stay in the house watch the game. I went to do my Uber. I was tweeting at 1 o'clock, 10:05 to Peter. We got the worst rooster. Jerry Jones built his team in less than 6 months. He went and got Quinton Williams. Got this guy. Look at their team right now. We behind all those teams. We mess around. The Giants got a better roster than us. That cannot happen. And another thing, when Ron Rivera was leaving the block, y'all can say anything about Ron Rivera, all these haters who hate Ron. Ron, the players he left here, they cut them. They started in the best team. They had the Rams. This guy shopped at San Francisco. That's all he brought here. When he messed with Terry, he messed with the Cardinals. I ain't talking about even the coach. The coaches are given. I'm talking about the guy picking the player. That's what Doc talked about last night, all night. He the same guy who's going to pick again. He's a mess. He didn't need to be fired. I'm out.
All right, man. Appreciate your call. You know what? I think the people that have to handle those look, I'm not sitting up here saying that someone needs to be fired or not, because last year everything was great. This year things are bad. I'm not going to jump. I didn't think they should have gotten extra money last year. You signed up to do a job. You did it well. You didn't do it well this year. So the calling for people jobs, I'll let other people do that. Because I believe if somebody wants to change, the people at the top, they'll make their change. But the ultimate thing is we are paid to do a certain thing, and winning is a part of that. If you're not winning, then they're going to start discussing those who pick high at the top. Let's go to D.C. Check out Drew. What's up, Drew? What's going on?
Down in Atlanta by way of D.C., man. I said them guys got me drinking wine and putting one of these happy sticks in the air early in the morning. I'm going to tell you, man. What I see with this team, you know, I just think they really lack depth, you know. But I think with the offense, I think everybody was on the same page, but you got to find with all the pieces there with the offense. But also, I said this last year. I wasn't one of the ones who hopped on the bandwagon about going all in. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I said this, because last year when Kris Kingsbury was with Arizona, that first year, they was lights out. But then that second year with Arizona, you know, people got connected to the offense because they did that the second year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like with this year. I just think he just needs to, because their offense is very, very predictable. It's either bubble screens or running off. That's their whole offense. They don't run this all them. And I just think they gave up too much for that left tackle. They in the depth. And I just say this on my ending. I do think they do need to be some changes within the within some of the assistant coaches. Because, you know, I just figured the scheme these guys are in, they are doing terrible. Because we all talked about Forbes all year, talk about how bad he is. And you look at Forbes now, he balling where he's playing.
He balled in one game, and in the next game he came back to earth. We're going to stop making Forbes like he's doing something great right now.
No, I'm not saying like an all-pro or anything like that. But he's playing better than what he plays here. But I'm just saying, as far as the scheme that they're using him in, mm-hmm. he's making plays better than he's out there on the field compared to he couldn't get on the field here. And the defensive line, I've never seen defensive tackles play patty cake with guys on the line. It looks like they're playing patty cake, like slapping hands together. They don't try to force their way up. I understand you stay in your gaps. But you look at these guys like Aaron Donald. I understand these are freaks of Nate, but these guys fight every play. These guys just stay there and just stays back and stay in the lane, man. So I just think some adjustments need to be made on the inside. And these guys, if you're hungry, man, act like you're hungry, man. Stay blessed, man. Keep up the great work, champ.
All right, bro. Appreciate you, man. All right, let's get we got JP finally gotten here, and let's go to get College Park and go to Charlie, and then we're gonna get to you, Jay.
No, Charlie can hold. Everybody can hold. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll get to you. I want to start Monday with a giant bleep you for an unnamed airline, and we're gonna start there. And I'm gonna keep the airline's name to myself, but bleep you all the way to wherever your headquarters is and back. At most, I should have been about 5 minutes late. Like, I was supposed to land at 9:45.
Mm-hmm.
Not only, they're delayed because the amount of cursing I want to do is astonishing, but I'm going to try to control myself. Nobody can find the log. That's the delay this morning. Nobody can find the log. I imagine the pilot has, like, shouldn't that be in the goddamn cockpit? Where does the log go? So then, in the half hour it takes these absolute imbeciles to find the log, we're in Minnesota. It's 4 degrees. Then the damn plane ices up. So then you got to de-ice. I understand that. But if we were ready to go, we would have just gone and not have to de-ice. Then, Brian, we land here in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Of course the parking spot's not ready. Of course. And then because this is a regional jet, on what planet is Washington, D.C. and Minneapolis in the same region? Why are you sending a regional jet from D.C. to Minneapolis? It's probably 1,000 miles. That's not a yo, D.C. to New York, little jet, no problem. D.C. to Boston, I get it. D.C. to Norfolk, maybe even Charlotte. Minnesota is not regional. So anybody with a carry-on, you gotta check it, right?
Mm-hmm.
On the way to Minnesota, they were efficient. They got the bags right up. God bless the two 75-year-old ladies in charge of the luggage at DCA. Wasn't the most efficient process. Somehow, grace of God, my bag was the first. I literally sat and watched my bag sit on the runway, the tarmac, whatever you want to call it, for like 11 minutes. I was looking at my phone, just going ballistic. The ineptitude of commercial air travel is astonishing. Just astonishing. My preferred airline is United. They do a pretty good job. I was not flying United today. And when you have to, because of my crazy ass schedule, you got to just sometimes take whatever flight works. God, that was awful. Now, you know what else was, I don't know what was worse. My flight home this morning or the freaking football performance we saw yesterday, B. This team had not been shut out since 2019. You and I worked that game. There was a freaking tropical storm hovering over the DMV.
Mm-hmm.
It was raining sheets. The reason nobody scored, the Niners were a wagon that year. They connected on 3 field goals. It was a 9-0 game because it was raining so hard you could barely see in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, last I checked, there's a dome on that stadium. I know they dropped fake snow from the sky for some stupid reason, but there was no weather impacting Washington's offense.
Mm-hmm.
Their inability to recognize Brian Flores' advanced blitz concepts is really shocking. For an offensive staff that's got a whole lot of brain power,
mm-hmm.
they couldn't figure out a damn thing. And the entire game turned when you get first a goal from the 4 and you run it, and you get second a goal from the 1 and you call 3 straight pass plays. And maybe Debo should have caught it on 4th down. You also should have run it. 3 straight pass plays from the 1.
Yeah.
I need a talk. I need Doc Walker injected into my veins. What are you doing?
Oh, it's already been done that. I think he already been injected, but the whole
what
thing
are you doing? And then you give up 19 plays, 98 yards, 12 minutes, 1 second drive. Longest drive in the NFL in the last 4 years.
Mm.
Minnesota's longest drive since at least 2000 when they started tracking this stuff.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Third downs.
But the
JJ McCarthy was 5 for 5 on third down.
They've been doing.
All the dude does is throw picks. Yesterday it was Joe Montana.
He was Joe Montana yesterday, but
I am roasting hot.
The throwing the ball inside the 5, that's been happening all year.
I'm not.
It's nothing new.
I'm not mad at.
I'm mad that it's happening.
Two of the 4, you want to throw it? Okay. You got to run it one more time. You've got to at least run it one more time.
I just think when you get to the 1 yard line, you should be able to just drop a set and say, we're going to get this 1 yard.
You agree with me that the entire, that sequence.
Where it changed everything.
7-0, you don't get it, and then it's 14-0 because they're able to go 98 yards on your defense.
And listen, them not getting it doesn't automatically mean you have to allow a 90-something yard drive.
No.
But I believe you run that ball 4 times, you get in the end zone.
I mean, watching that unfold, so you try to go jumbo, try to get cute, you run Coleman to the corner, Minnesota was all over it.
Understand why that play was called at all.
Sometimes you wonder if people are putting tape out there for their next job. I don't know. But you go jumbo, throw there. It was never there. The third down was never there. Jaden's getting pressured. The 4th down, maybe Debo should have caught that. There was a lot of hand fighting there. I'm okay with it not getting called. Debo's pushing 2. The ball does hit him in the hands. He's also falling down. Like, if that's your 3rd down, and it's like, damn, but then you run it on 4th, if they got stuffed running it on 4th down, I'm not complaining because that's the right call.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying you got to line up a jumbo with a fullback. Like, you can still spread them out.
Yeah.
You can still put Terry and Debo out to one side.
Totally.
And run it off the edge. Your offensive line in the Denver game, which I talked about, the amount of back padding that came after a loss, I found problematic. Because you did take Denver to the wire, but you also lost the game.
Mm-hmm.
The back padding that was reasonable and resonated with me was that it was the offensive line's best performance.
Yeah.
You know what the O-line wants to do? Second and goal from the one?
Roll great.
Forward, not backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Not everything boils down to one sequence because, so Minnesota goes 19-98-12, 14-0. Then Washington is able to get a stop. Jaden and company got the ball with a minute 50 and two timeouts. That's a prime opportunity to go get some points. You're getting the ball coming out of halftime. That game could look very different. Six and out, punt. And you know what Kevin O'Connell is thrilled to do with his struggling second-year quarterback when he gets the ball with, 25 seconds before halftime and a 14-0 lead?
Kneel.
Take a knee, baby.
Yep.
We're going into halftime with the lead. That everything about that performance was god-awful. And I know, I had the radio on driving from the airport, and I heard Jeff say, we got to figure out some time to say something positive. That's tomorrow. Today is not the day for positivity. Because there was, C-Rod, I heard you say that. C-Rod was running well.
Mm-hmm.
When they had second and goal from the one, he was averaging 8 yards per carry.
Yeah.
How many carries did he get after
zero.
That? Zero. Not everything boils down to one thing, but when you get blanked by a team that got blanked last week, zeros we're talking. How many times in your career, in 14 years playing in the NFL, how many times in your career were you part of an offense that got 0 points? I bet you can count it on one hand.
Probably much twice.
Right. You played 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
What's 14 times 16? You played, I don't know.
200 plus
NFL games. That doesn't happen. The rules are designed for the offense to have every advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Every advantage.
But I think the thing of it though, Jay, and I understand.
They threw for 108 yards in an NFL game.
Like I said, everybody should be frustrated. But I think we also got to understand, this team has shown it is not good as we thought it was for a long time here now.
Sure.
So I think my frustration was with the performance I saw and the effort I saw. I don't think it's a very good team right now.
Clearly
so I'm not excessively pissed because I recognized that a while ago that they were not very, very good.
I think
and the injuries was a big problem with it. So like now I see everything. I see too many different things happening. We're trying to implement somebody back into the system. Why trying to make somebody understand the system? Why? We got too much stuff going on instead of everybody on the same accord. You get what I'm saying? And I just don't see it how I expected to see it. But I thought we had started to see something in the last two games. And then yesterday, I'm like, oh, hell. That was a hell of a step back.
So DQ, when he opened his comments afterwards, he said, I felt like last week was a step forward and then this was three steps back. Later in his presser, he's like, three steps back. This was 10 steps back.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that was real. You are right. This team isn't good. You don't lose 7 in a row and fall to 3-9 if you're good. Mm-hmm. Like, were there a confluence of factors? Yes. Were injuries a big one? Yes. Yesterday's the healthiest they've been all year.
Mm-hmm.
It was terrible. And you're right. This, like, the performance yesterday, maybe we shouldn't be shocked. But that was a shocking result. J.J. McCarthy had thrown 10 picks in 6 games. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I guess Luvu batted one pass. I don't think a DB got a hand on a football.
I didn't understand the coverage.
Well, they were selling out to stop Jefferson from breaking their back. They were clouding him everywhere. That's why the tight ends were just running wide open. Because everything was designed to stop Jefferson.
I understand that. DQ even I understand said, stop Jefferson, but... You're giving people 12 and 13 yards in front of you.
There was a 3rd and 7 where the DB was 11 yards off.
That is what I don't understand.
Brian, coming into that game yesterday, Minnesota was 29th in points scored, 28th in yards gained, and 31st in the NFL on third downs.
I know.
In the first half, I believe they were perfect on third down. On the 98-yard drive, they went 5 for 5 on third down.
Yeah.
And wasn't 3rd and 1s. It wasn't tush push. It was 3rd and 7, 3rd and 8. There was a 3rd and 12 in there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I know that I've watched that team come off the field in pure silence. And I've watched a lot of bad losses. I don't know that I'd ever heard or felt silence to that degree. And I do think some of that was the emotion of seeing Zach Ertz and understanding what that probably means for his career. Maybe not, but possibly anyway. But I saw Adam Peters and Josh Harris stand there and shake everyone's hand as they walked in. Players, coaches. So I know people are going to light these phones up talking about hot seats and who should go. I did not get the feeling or the opinion that those two, the big boss and then the boss, are looking to fire anyone. But I know after a performance like that, NFL coaches don't outrun the storm. Most NFL coaches can't outrun an 8-game losing streak.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the reality. Go around the league. Atlanta, Kansas City, L.A., wherever you want to go, an 8-game losing streak generally gets dudes in trouble.
Yeah.
3-10 generally gets you in trouble. Now, I think they're going to preach continuity, and maybe it was the injuries this year, and we're going to get this thing back on track. But they're in trouble, dude. You ride an 8-game losing streak, and you're 3-10. And you got four left, and they can say four division games. This is going to be our barometer. They're dogs to the Giants.
I expected that.
How could you not? They got blanked yesterday.
I expected that.
They lost 31-0 to a 4-8 Vikings team with quarterback trouble like we used to have.
But listen, I just think that they lost to a 4-8 team. We were 3-9.
They've now lost
We were worse than that team coming into the game.
Dude, and they lost to the Dolphins? That was a team that was going to... They're bad. There's got to be... Like, we all need to take a deep breath and be like, oh my God, this thing we invest so much time, energy, effort, money. I saw all the Commanders fans on my flight. They're spending real American currency to fly back and forth to Minnesota. God bless these people that plan a trip to Minnesota. You and I have to go. That place sucks in the winter. It was 6 degrees. That is not fit for human inhabitation.
Well, I saw a bunch of little kids walking around with just a t-shirt on, Jay. We don't have the right blood.
It ain't me. That place is not for me. Because I've been to Minnesota enough during the sale process. That's where the NFL held all the meetings because it's very convenient for NFL owners because there's a private jet runway next to a JW Marriott. They can fly in and out. For us flying commercial air travel, it sucks. Here's the thing about Minnesota. It's so damn cold, so you got to be convinced the summers must be great. Wrong. Hot and humid. Felt like it did here in D.C. in the summer. Get me the hell out of Minnesota. We'll get to the phones. I'm angry about a lot of things. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, it's JP Finley. One thing I'm not angry about, better services. They've been great for me. They've been great for my family. They hooked up all the appliances in my house. They found my wife the exact KitchenAid oven she wanted. It's got two ovens. I don't even know how that works, but they have the technology. Plus, if you're looking to do any work around the house, say you just need some handyman work, call Better Services. Say you're thinking about a renovation, maybe a kitchen, maybe a new bathroom, call Better Services. Go check out their showroom in Kensington. You can get next day or sometimes even same day delivery. A family-owned company, they do things the right way. Check them out, betterservices.com, B-E-T-T-A-R, services.com, or you can follow them on Facebook at Better Services. All right, I'm going to try to get back into actual show mode here. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley, watching us on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page, listening on various apps, the Odyssey app, the iHeart app, maybe listening on the podcast. B, thank you for holding it down this morning. Sorry for the incredible inconveniences of commercial air travel in the United States. You're also watching us on Monumental Sports Network. I generally try to look nicer because we're on TV now. I don't look my nicest today. Just going to keep it real right there. Haven't showered. So at some point, Landfill, I should probably take a shower. Maybe I'll shower downstairs during
the break. You didn't wash your ass before you got on the plane?
I was up at 4:40. I just got on the plane. And honestly, the people on the plane, this lady that kept her window open the whole time when everybody's trying to sleep, I'm glad I didn't shower for her. No apologies. Sorry. Not sorry. I told the boys in there what I was doing. I was fighting back. Chemical warfare.
Stupid.
All right. But a lot to talk about from yesterday beyond, you know, as much as the second Minnesota touchdown drive, the astonishingly 19-play, 98-yard, 12-minute drive.
You know what I told when they got the ball on the two, I had one thought in my head. That was the game we were playing against the Dallas Cowboys. And I line up on the 5-yard line for the kickoff. And I'm talking to the referee. And while we were talking, he was moving. So I guess in the time, I moved up to the 10. So the ball's kicked. And I drop back, assuming I'm still on the 5. And I kneeled at the 1. Mm. And I got drove. And it told me, stay in the game. And we went 99 yards. That's the only thing that was in my head when that happened. I was like, oh, Lord, I hope they don't go this 98 yards. And they went 98 yards, 12 minutes and, what, 1 second, whatever it was?
12 minutes, 1 second.
Bruh.
They did, at least on the first third down of that drive, they had a well-designed blitz. Quan Martin had pressure up the left side. He just couldn't get home. And then JJ, the little bit of, he certainly is an athlete, was able to make a big play there. So they had him 3rd and 6 from the 6. Well-designed blitz from Quan Martin. JJ's able to get out of it, runs for 13 yards. That was the first of many third down conversions in that game. Dan Quinn, after the game, talked about third down was the problem. At halftime, he tried to implore the team to get some third down stops. Let's just run through it on that drive alone. 3rd and 6 from the 6. That's the Quan blitz. He doesn't get home. JJ scrambles for 13. 1st and 10 at the 13. Then they run the ball. That was a theme for Minnesota throughout the day. They ran the ball end of the quarter. 2nd and 8, J.J. finds, I think it's Jalen Naylor, for a 9-yard gain. Now it's 1st and 10 at the 24. They collect a couple first downs, jump ahead to 3rd and 9 at the Minnesota 37. They're still in their own territory, like clear punt situation. 3rd and 9. J.J. McCarthy, who had been terrible coming into this game, the kid was able to sit on his back foot and hit his first read all afternoon. And what you do is you give a young player confidence. And to his credit, he's got a rocket. when he can identify and let it and just let it rip, it's getting there. He finds Naylor again. It's 3rd and 9. He finds Naylor for 12. Now they're at midfield. They've already, the idea when you are deep in your opponent's territory at the goal line to go for it on 4th down, the idea is if we don't get it, we're going to pin them deep and get the ball back.
Yeah.
They've already reversed that because they've gotten to the midfield. They have 1st and 10 at the 49. What do you know, Brian? They've got another 3rd and 8. 3rd and 8 from the Washington 49. They've only mustered 2 yards on the first 2 downs. JJ, Jordan Addison, 21-yard gain. Now they're cooking. Now they're at least scoring again, which is a total Mongolian reversal of where Washington was minutes earlier when they had 2nd and goal from the 1. But calamity strikes again because the young man's not a very good passer. It ends up 1st and 10 becomes 2nd and 12 because they try a little screen to JJ that was well read by the Washington defense, -2. Then a no gain on 2nd and 12. 3rd and 12 from Washington's 30. You get a stop here, you're forcing what? A 56-yarder?
Yeah.
It's 3rd and 12. Get a stop, right?
No.
Wrong. JJ to Justin Jefferson, the only impact play he really made all day. 3rd and 12, and Jefferson gets 13. That's what stud receivers are supposed to do. It's not what defenses are supposed to do. 3rd and 12.
That was a well-designed play. They ran everybody up the field, and then he came underneath and came right behind them. It was a screen that didn't look like a screen.
Right.
Yeah.
It was just like a little more downfield.
Yeah.
I don't know what to call this one, B. So now you got 1st and 10 at the Commanders 17, 5-yard gain, 2nd and 5. Another run. On 1st and 10 from the 17, they ran for 5. On 2nd and 5, they ran for 4. So now you got a 3rd and 1. Jordan Mason's the young man's name. I believe he played for the Niners prior to his time in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Does it count as a 3rd down conversion if you don't pick up the 1st down?
You got a touchdown?
Yeah. He scored.
Still, I think it was a 3rd down conversion.
I was trying to give him credit. Maybe they got a 3rd down stop.
It's not a stop unless you're stopping behind the chains.
3rd and 1 from the 8, 8 yards, touchdown, 14-0, strike up the band.
Yeah.
I do love that they play Prince Let's Go Crazy every time Minnesota scores. Mm-hmm. I do not like whatever that old song, that polka song or whatever they start singing.
I don't know.
That drive was the ball game. It really just was. It's 14-0. Could they have climbed back into it? Yes. But you give up a 19-play, 98-yard, 12-minute drive where they convert 5 3rd downs on you. It's demoralizing, to say the least. I thought what was worse, though, the first drive of this game where J.J. – the people in Minnesota are ready to run J.J. McCarthy out on a rail. His coach is publicly saying – we're going to stop coaching him. We're just going to let him run around and do his thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's an open acceptance in Minnesota that they got to bring in a veteran next year to let JJ sit some more to get some more seasoning.
Mm.
Carson Wentz is on the mend from surgery up there. Maybe they're going to keep Carson around. Like, that's the conversation up there.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what you do? You kick it off. I'm okay with deferring. This is you think,
everybody do that now.
And in this game, you think you're in this one. You'd rather get the ball in the 2nd half. I get it. Okay. The first pass of the game. No pressure. JJ just rifles it right into the kid Sims. It's his first read, and it's there.
Yeah.
2nd and 7 becomes 1st down. I believe JJ was perfect on the first drive. 1st and 10 from the 18. So they kick off. They get the ball at 35. They get a good return. To start the game. So they start the game in pretty good territory. They get a 35-yard kick return to open the game, which is a tone setter. 1st and 10 from the 18. JJ finds his tight end, Josh Oliver, for his 1st of 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
It was a good throw. The design from Kevin O'Connell yesterday, especially on the early stuff, the scripted stuff, was very, very good. And I thought that US Bank Stadium, that's a real home field advantage. That place gets rocking.
It's loud.
But those fans were disinterested in this game. Those fans did not come in there ready to go nuts because they thought their quarterback wouldn't give them a chance to win. You give the young man confidence on the first drive where he's perfect.
He then went woke up.
1 for 1, 2 for 2, 3 for 3, 4 for 4, touchdown. And then all of a sudden, what is the, my man likes to call himself 9, right? He says, I'm JJ off the field, I'm 9 on the field. Terrific. I hope you sell t-shirts with that. They allowed this kid to become 9.
Yeah.
You go 4 for 4 to open it up with a touchdown throw. Kid's feeling himself.
Of course.
No pressure.
Yeah.
They finally generated some pressure on the third drive. Luvu batted down a pass. Von Miller got a sack. But at that point, you're down 14-0. Washington did a good job of responding to the first touchdown. And then I at least question not a single run at the goal.
Yeah, I think you gotta try to pound that thing in there.
I mean, just so much hinges on that. We haven't even gotten to the injuries. There's just so much to try to break down. I know we got Smoot at noon. After Smoot, we'll go all the calls. Everybody that's on hold, stay there. We're going to do calls all afternoon. Real questions for Smoot about the coverages yesterday. Like, allowing.
I mean, they were just giving him. I watched some coverages. And I watched defensive backs a lot. And normally when a defensive back hits that foot, he sprints out of it. I watched a bunch of the guys yesterday. They drop back. They're already sitting off of the guy, and they drop back. And when they come out of the break, they hesitate before they break. So they were never, ever there to contest any catch. And I don't know if that was planned or that's something that they just start doing. Because I know if you're receiving the league and you don't have nobody within 2 yards of you, you're going to catch every damn ball thrown to you.
You want to hear something funny? I feel like we could both use a laugh. You know how when callers call in and really make me mad, I challenge them to meet me at the 7-Eleven on MacArthur Boulevard?
Mm-hmm.
Greg texted me. He's like, dog, don't go to that 7-Eleven today. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley. You know where they should call Crop Metcalf? Minnesota, because it's cold as hell out there. I wish I had Crop Metcalf that could have worked at my terrible hotel room in downtown Minneapolis, where my choices of heat or cold were 80 or 62. It was a really great trip. Let me tell you how much I enjoyed my time in Minnesota. But it's that time of year. You better call and schedule a $99 heating and cooling check with my guys, the five-star heating experts over at Crop Metcalf. My wife and I love the service. They've taken great care of my family and my house. They can do the same for you. Right now, for just $99, a Crop Metcalf certified five-star technician will inspect both your heating and cooling systems in one visit, making sure everything's running smooth, efficient, and ready for whatever this cold winter throws at us. They're going to take care of your system's performance and lower your energy bills. And most important, they'll catch any small issues before they turn into major costly repairs down the road. Take it from me, a quick call to Crop Metcalf is a small move now that can save you big when the temperatures really flip. Because if your heater goes down in February, you're cooked. You don't want that kind of headache. Do yourself a favor. Do what I always do. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit cropmetcalf.com to schedule your appointment today. Crop Metcalf is the home of the five-star team.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Technician.
Daniel's injury yesterday. I made a point to watch Jaden warm up and kind of get a good look at the brace he was wearing. Mm-hmm. It looked like just a regular arm sleeve that they had installed a bunch of padding on.
I think it had like little things right here. That's the one I mentioned. It has like the neoprene pad.
Yeah.
With a little, I guess it's like a fiberglass something.
Right.
It. Not very thick. And then like, you saw it one time it slid down. They pulled it back up.
Yep.
But after the injury, I kept watching him. And I think DQ at the end of the game said he could have gone back in. I believe he could have. But I think at that point, they were like, you know what? No, we're not going to do this. They couldn't do it at that point. Because when he walked off the field, he had absolutely nothing on it. He had a Band-Aid right here. And I guess that could come from when they drained it or something like that. You know, but he had nothing else on his own.
Yeah, I saw the Band-Aid. I mean, at some point, there was an incision, right? Like, at some point, they probably had to check some stuff out or drain the swelling. Because
yeah,
at some point, the Band-Aid makes sense. The Band-Aid's probably the least of my concerns. I agree with the decision not to put him back out there.
Yeah.
He was injured early third quarter, right? Mid-third quarter? Yeah, so the injury happened. They had a bit of a drive going, and then Van Ginkel kills this team. Yeah. Like, if you're watching,
did he have one of those last year?
When he was on the Dolphins, there he had a pick six.
There you go, yeah,
Remember that game with Tyreek just throwing his hand up the first, like, two plays of the game?
Yeah.
I almost want to look up the box score, because Tyreek's box score in that game was unbelievable. It was like three catches for 170 and two touchdowns. Van Ginkel is a smart player, because anything thrown at or near the line of scrimmage, he's going to get to it. Oh, he has a track record.
He got hops.
Yeah.
I think Jaden made the decision when you saw when he got blocked, that arm was out, pulled that thing in, protected him.
But then he landed right on it.
It better to land on it right here
than land on the wrist.
To land like it did when he
in
hit
the Seattle game.
And it went out of, dislocated.
I don't have a ton of issues with, like, people that are like, Jaden, I understand throughout time when we've watched the great quarterbacks, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, throw a pick, they don't really make much effort to go tackle somebody.
Yeah.
But when they were actually, they showed it on the Manning cast maybe last week, a play of Peyton making a tackle to save a touchdown. Yeah. Like, there's inherent, intangible, intrinsic football player in football players. And if you're you played quarterback for a long time. Mm-hmm. When you threw a pick, I bet you tried like hell to go tackle the guy.
I threw six picks in high school, and I made every tackle.
Right. Like, you don't want to take that out of someone.
But I think lately, I remember when I was in Philly, we were playing against Chicago Bears in the playoffs, and I forgot who that quarterback was, but he threw an interception, and he was closer than I am to you. And Hugh Douglas destroyed him. He got hurt. That's when they started to say, you know, the quarterback, they tell the quarterback, get away from the play. Because people look up quarterbacks when the interception is thrown. And they want the quarterback to get away from the play, so if the guy come hunt you, then they can throw a flag on the guy. So they tried to – they everybody was saying –
Well, then they all the blind side and all that
lose,
stuff. Yeah.
Houston lose some salary because the guy was about to make the tackle. And he just peeled his ass off of the tackle. But quarterbacks, best thing you do, go to a knee.
I agree with the decision to not put Jaden back out there.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, once Jaden gets like visits with medical, gets cleared, I mean, I think the score at that point is 17-0, if not 21-0, 24-0. Mm-hmm. And it's not just about the score. Jaden was ineffective yesterday. And I think you got to credit Brian Flores for, like, if yesterday was a boxing match, Brian Flores 1, Cliff Kingsbury 0. Like, the Vikings defense dictated terms.
They dictated terms, and then they do, listen, from being a former quarterback to watching some of the best defense coordinators and Jim Johnson up there in Philly and Richard Pettibone here in Washington, when they wanted to affect you, they blitzed. And they didn't blitz like the same place. They came, like you saw what Flores was doing, they were coming from
everywhere.
all over the damn place. You know what that does? When you start seeing offensive linemen doing this, communicating at a high level, and then now you got to figure out, the running back's got to figure it out, the tight end's got to figure it out. And what happened on there almost every damn play yesterday, somebody was running free. And I think that is the thing where I've watched Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Joe Montana. When a guy is running free on every play, you know what they're doing? They're not looking downfield. They're creeping as like, who coming from the backside? They can see the dude coming from the front side, but they're going to start seeing who's coming from the back. And I think a little bit of that happened yesterday because they were winning at the point of attack.
You know what combats that blitz? Running the football.
Yeah, if you run it right. But they had some run blitzes on yesterday, too.
But with early on, when it looked like he had a ball game, when you get ahead of the chains, I think it was pretty clear Jaden didn't seem comfortable. And maybe that's first game back from injury. Maybe that's dealing with the elbow. But Jaden was not. We have the pocket passer that is Jaden Daniels is incredibly accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday he wasn't. And I don't know. There's a whole bunch of different factors.
Yeah.
Minnesota's blitzing. That building's loud. It's his first game back. There's a lot to that. But it just. I understand why DQ didn't put him back out there.
Yeah. I mean, it's the right thing to do. Once the guy, if he's coming in the game with a nick and he gets nicked, you don't put him back in the game.
Right.
Okay. But all the people that said he shouldn't play, then they don't put him back in the game. Well, you should have put him back in the game. Listen, bro, I am so over the up and down folks who want to, they're going to be on the other side
of
whatever
happens. Another week of it. I mean, you know, we'll see what Dan Quinn says this afternoon, but Dan Quinn yesterday did say, He didn't say directly, but like it doesn't seem like the plan is for Jaden not to play in these last four.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll become its own topic. I feel like we need to share something positive with the community, and I'm prepared to do that.
What's positive?
Caller number 10 right now, 800-636-1067. You win a $50 Paisanos gift card, $50 to Paisanos. No one appreciates 106.7 The Fan listeners more than Paisanos. Now you can score 30% off any order of $30 or more with promo code FAN30. Whatever you want, pizza, wings, pasta, salads. Their chicken cheesesteak is phenomenal, by the way. Whatever it is you want, you can get it all on the website. And if you use the promo code FAN30, they'll take 30% off an order of $30 or more. Check them out at PaisanosPizza.com. Not just pizza, something for everyone.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast?
With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.